All right, everybody, we cannot continue to live in a country where this happens over and over and over again with zero accountability coming from our politicians. There are massive protests sparking throughout the state of Maine today after yet another ICE shooting has taken the life of a human being trying to get to work. Trying to drive somewhere, ICE has over and over and over shot people with zero accountability, then blocked the investigations and tried to operate in pure secrecy. Today, a 26-year-old Colombian immigrant who had obtained a work permit was shot in his car in the head. After they shot him in the head, they pulled him out of the car and handcuffed him behind his back when he was already dead. Bystanders have described this as an execution-style killing carried out by ICE. And the worst part is, ICE is already, quote, conducting their own investigation, which basically means they're going to investigate themselves and then find no wrongdoing because they were investigating themselves. I'm going to put it very simply here. ICE, in its current form, is entirely incompatible with the U.S. Constitution, with U.S. law, with international law. They are murdering people, executing people, violating court orders, and then covering up the investigations into these murders and executions. I think it's totally fine for us to have some form of immigration enforcement in the country, but it cannot be ICE. ICE needs to be abolished, and we can return to what we had before ICE in the 1990s. We can build a human dignity-based, law-based way to find out how to track people, how to make sure that we know who's in our country, how to make sure that we are treating people with care, and only targeting people who have committed a slew of crimes. If there is an immigrant here who has killed somebody and killed multiple people, then yeah, there is a way to, in a steady-handed manner, get them out of our country. But that is not what we are seeing right now. We are seeing murder after murder after murder done by ICE. Donald Trump claims that the immigrants coming into our country are dangerous, but the only dangerous people I see on the streets right now are these masked thugs with way too big of a budget, no training, and zero accountability whatsoever. So, really quickly, if you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. It means the world to us. And tonight, I will be on CNN Newsnight at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, likely debating this very topic. So go tune in, set your calendars, and back to the video. Before we talk about the protests currently sparking throughout the state of Maine, even near Senator Susan Collins' office, let's just break down the story of what happened in Biddeford, Maine today. We first learned from Maine Speaker of the House that there was a fatal shooting involving ICE in Biddeford. They said, "Fellow Biddeford residents and Mainers, this morning a shooting occurred in Biddeford. A person was killed. ICE was involved. State police and the Department of Public Safety are now on scene to gather details and would expect the FBI to investigate as well." These are all the details that he had at the time. At the time of recording this video, we are still getting more details about the situation. I do not have the entire story in front of me right now because the investigation is still kind of happening. It's being blocked and covered up, but everything is still fresh. But I will show you what we have. In this video right here, ICE agents are surrounding a dead body in Biddeford, Maine. I'm not going to show this entire video because it's rather brutal, but this was not long after the shooting. We then learned that new video comes out showing ICE agents dragging a lifeless body out of the driver's seat onto the streets and then handcuffing the lifeless body just in case he tries to flee after he's been shot in the head. We also learned the man that ICE fatally shot was a 26-year-old from Colombia who had authorization to work in the US and had been issued a social security number. Donald Trump has claimed that they're going after the worst of the worst, but twice in the past week, we have seen hardworking people trying to build a life in America get killed by ICE. In Houston, Texas, just a few days ago, we saw 52-year-old Lorenzo Algado Sarajo, who was murdered by ICE in a white van. They then revealed that they got the wrong person, but they tried to cover it up by saying that Lorenzo was trying to ram into them with his vehicle. Well, the photos that we got showed that there were zero ram marks on the white van. And number two, we have video footage of the exact opposite happening. Even in this case, the one in Maine that we're covering today, they are already trying to say that the immigrant on a work permit was trying to ram ICE vehicles, but we have video proving the exact opposite. There is nothing graphic in the video that I'm about to play, but this singular video literally destroys all of the ICE narrative on this. Again, it's like 80% of Americans agree with this idea that if somebody is in this country in an illegal manner and they have committed crime after crime after crime, then there should be a mechanism by which to deport this person or to make sure that this person is not continuing to commit crimes or murder people. Of course, I'm not going to sit here and defend murderers. But that is not who ICE is targeting. Immigrants commit crimes at lower rates than Americans who were born here. Immigrants are being targeted at higher rates depending on their race. They are being racially profiled by ICE. And when I look at murderers walking through the streets, I don't picture an immigrant. I picture these ICE agents who are masked and who are murdering people. So we need to abolish ICE. I know a lot of people disagree with me when I say that we need to abolish ICE and replace it with a more humane system. People will either say, Adam, you wanting to abolish ICE is so insane. Or they'll say, Adam, you wanting to replace ICE with something more humane is way too Republican of you. I don't care. I don't care about what either of these people say. At this current moment, ICE needs to be abolished because it's incompatible with the constitutional order of the United States. At the very same time, it's fine to have some sort of enforcement mechanism to make sure that people are being, you know, vetted or taken care of, but it cannot be happening like this. The lying, the cover-ups, it is fundamentally anti-American and awful for our institutions, for our trust in this country. Let me show you this clip, and what you're going to be watching here is the white car where the immigrant, the 26-year-old, who we do not have the name of yet, was murdered. In this white car, he was shot in the head and executed, and they pulled his lifeless body out in order to handcuff him. You can actually see the white car in this clip right here. So ICE is claiming that this white car was repeatedly trying to ram into them, but that's not what this video shows. It shows a car driving slowly in circles. This might have actually been after he was already shot in the head. It's really hard to tell, but the car is slowly driving in circles as ICE agents walk alongside it. Now, the speculation is this was maybe after he was shot and his wheel was just turned to the side, but I want you to look at this and let me know what you think. It seems like, from what I see in this clip, the man is still alive and they're trying to yell, stop, and he stops. When they pull him out of the car after they shot him and he was basically lifeless, the reporting is his final words were, I tried to stop. I tried to stop. Yet ICE continued to shoot, to execute this man, and then to claim that he was trying to ram into them and harm their lives or kill them. See, this is the only defense that ICE has because it's the only thing that they can continue to lie about. They say that they were in danger when they were not in danger, and this is why ICE is a lawless agency that needs to be eradicated. I mean, genuinely, they are trying to operate in the dark with no transparency, no accountability, and after they got this massive funding increase from Trump's big beautiful bill, ICE has only gotten worse. They haven't used this funding to put on body cams or to increase their training. In fact, there was no body cam in this situation, according to ICE, and in fact, there was no body cam in the Lorenzo situation as well. To make this all even more heartbreaking, and you know, it's incredibly heartbreaking, incredibly heartbreaking. It appears there was a 3-year-old girl, reportedly the victim's daughter, on the scene when the shooting took place, wearing bluey pajamas. I mean, this one really broke my heart. This shit is so messed up. This is not the America that I want to live in. I am somebody who loves this country. I love what America could be, and this is not America. Murders done by the government with zero due process, no accountability or investigation after these murders happen, people having their constitutional rights ripped away, people's families being ripped apart, a 52-year-old father named Lorenzo Salgado Araujo being murdered over in Houston, Texas, and then there being no accountability, plus this 26-year-old seemingly father murdered in front of his 3-year-old daughter. Again, the situation is still developing and we are still getting more information. So I wish I could go more in depth about this, the series of events or the man's name or what he was doing for work, but right now I'm just reporting to you guys what I have and what they have released publicly. Here's a video of James Tallarico of Texas talking about this. Speaking of the power structures around this, there are currently protests breaking out at Susan Collins' office because she is somebody who has voted to confirm Kristi Noem before Kristi Noem was axed. She voted to confirm the very same people who led to this lawless agency killing Alex Preti, killing Renee Good, and then covering up the investigations after. So good. Susan Collins should be protested, and I want to point out, James Tallarico must win his election in Texas. If you live in Texas and you're watching this video, first of all, make sure you have the election day on your calendar and you're ready to vote for James. Second of all, comment on this video and let me know if you plan on voting for James Tallarico and you live in Texas. I want to make sure we are giving maximum push to this Texas race right here. Take a listen.
Lorenzo Salgado Araujo was murdered by ICE. He wasn't their intended target, but he looked like their intended target. Lorenzo was our neighbor, a fellow Texan. He lived in Houston for 35 years. He worked as a construction worker, and he sent his three boys to college. His oldest son is a public school teacher. His middle son is an engineer, and his youngest is still in school. Lorenzo Salgado embodied the American dream. His boys called him El Mundo Entero, the whole world. And they watched as their whole world died in a video posted on Facebook. Lorenzo was a child of God, endowed with infinite worth. His life was invaluable. His death was senseless. Our neighbor, our fellow Texan, deserves justice.
Very well said from James Tallarico. Very powerful, and he lives in Texas. He talks to these communities that are constantly being targeted and harassed by ICE. And I just find it to be so incredibly despicable how out of control these ICE goons are. Bystanders describe this shooting as an execution. There needs to be accountability. ICE is a lawless, rogue agency that is incompatible with American ideals and our Constitution. And I'm going to leave it there. If you want to catch me talking about this more, I will be on CNN tonight at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern on Abby Phillip News Night. I'm sure we're going to be talking about this topic, other topics, so catch me there. Drop a like on this video. I appreciate every single one of you. I love you all, and peace out.